Hello, wonderful parent. I'm Inara, and I want to talk with you today about something that might be happening in your home right now. Your child, your bright, curious, growing child, seems to question every single rule. They argue with you, with teachers, with grandparents, with every adult who offers guidance. And you might be feeling exhausted, frustrated, maybe even worried that something is wrong. Let me tell you something important. What you're seeing is not defiance. It's development. Your child is in one of the most fascinating phases of growing up. They're learning how the world works, where they fit in it, and how their voice matters. This is actually a sign that their brain is developing exactly as it should. Research from child development experts shows us that children ages 5 and 6 are navigating a critical period of autonomy and boundary testing. Dr. Jeannie Ho and Susan Funk, who study early childhood education, found that children develop social competence through warm, trusting relationships with caregivers. The Child Mind Institute confirms that positive approaches focusing on relationship quality are significantly more effective than punishment-based responses. So what's really happening when your child argues with every rule? They're practicing an essential life skill, critical thinking. They're learning to understand cause and effect, to predict consequences, to negotiate, and to express their own ideas. Yes, it can feel overwhelming when they challenge you at every turn. But this phase is temporary and it's meaningful. Think about it this way. Your child is like a scientist conducting experiments. When they push back against a rule, they're testing. Is this boundary real? Is it consistent? What happens if I question it? They're not trying to make your life difficult. They're trying to understand how their world operates. The National Center for Biotechnology Information confirms that oppositional behavior in this age group is often developmentally normal. Children who receive consistent, empathetic responses to this boundary testing show improved emotional regulation and cooperation skills by age 7. That means the way you respond right now is shaping their ability to cooperate and respect guidance for years to come. So, how do you support your child through this phase while maintaining your sanity? First, validate their growing independence. When they question a rule, you can say something like, "I hear that you have your own ideas about this. Your thoughts matter to me." This doesn't mean you abandon the boundary. It means you acknowledge their developing autonomy. Second, offer choices within limits. Instead of "put your shoes on now," try, "would you like to put your shoes on before or after we pack your backpack?" This gives them a sense of control while still moving toward the goal you need. Third, explain the why behind rules in age-appropriate ways. Children this age are capable of understanding reasoning. "We hold hands in the parking lot because cars can't always see small people, and I want to keep you safe," is more meaningful than "because I said so." Fourth, model the respectful behavior you want to see. When you make a mistake, acknowledge it. When you need to change a plan, explain why. Children learn cooperation by watching adults cooperate. And here's something beautiful: stories can be gentle helpers during this phase. There's a wonderful story called The Opera House's Ocean Symphony, where two children, Rumi and Freya, discover that the Sydney Opera House shells have stopped singing. With help from their music teacher, Mr. Finnegan, they learn that true leadership means serving others and working together toward a common goal. When Rumi and Freya listen to Mr. Finnegan's guidance and cooperate with each other, they solve the mystery and restore the opera house's music. This story shows children that respecting guidance and working cooperatively with adults leads to beautiful results. After reading it with your child, you might ask, "How did listening and cooperating help Rumi and Freya solve the problem?" This opens conversations about how following guidance helps everyone succeed. The research is clear, and it's hopeful. Experts agree that this developmental phase requires patience and understanding from caregivers who recognize that boundary testing is a normal part of learning self-control and social expectations. Warm, consistent guidance during this critical period creates the foundation for lifelong cooperation and respectful relationships. You're not failing as a parent. Your child isn't broken or difficult. You're both navigating a normal, temporary, and ultimately positive phase of development. Every time you respond with patience while maintaining firm boundaries, you're teaching your child that their voice matters and that guidance from caring adults helps them thrive. This phase will pass. The arguing will decrease. The cooperation will increase. And one day, You'll watch your child respectfully navigate a disagreement with someone, and you'll realize all those exhausting conversations were building something beautiful. You're doing wonderfully. Keep offering that warm, consistent guidance. Keep validating their growing independence while maintaining loving boundaries. Keep showing them that cooperation creates better outcomes than conflict. The Magic Book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child's beautiful, developing brain. With love and starlight, Inara.